Hello, it's AM and the PM, here to read you another poetic movie review. This one's of Resident Evil, the final chapter, just for you. The final chapter, the title itself induces laughter, even ends itself on a semi-cliffhanger. It is generic to say the least, makes nine lives seem like a nine-course feast. Though it gets points for originality, it gets docked for the protagonist's invincibility. It loses points here and there for jump scares without fear. It goes through the motions, which is fine. I didn't expect it to be the best of its kind. Still, it seems drawn out. Sometimes I wonder if I know what it's about. The movie feels without light, making the CGI look right. There's never any real danger or suspense. Everything is artificially tense. The characters, their thoughts, the past movie drop spots, to the point that they feel like robots. Though filled with action, it's just a distraction from a bare-bones plot and what amounts to a joke. In the end, though, it has a surprise, a twist before my very eyes. Interesting, not enough to redeem, almost like it was all a dream. Its premise, it now outlasts. Still a nice homage to better movies in the past. With this all in mind, this movie gets a quarter out of five. Now it's time for a movie haiku. A movie with heart, a stranded man, and a corpse, and a hell of farts. You know I'm always here for you in the nighttime. This is AM and the PM, signing off.